Yeah, guys, we're ready to rumble for sure. It's time for the show that's very popular because it has the formula to make your evening spectacular. Here we present in English, sometimes we can also add vernacular. It's meant for you in particular. It's something that happens on the regular, and the good thing is you can be part of it using your cellulite. Game on with Femi and the gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info. So much to have to talk about, from football to Formula One to tennis, with the second Grand Slam event of the year up and running, the French Open. Novak Djokovic, is he going to be the man to get the title this time around? We'll try and build up to the excitement around him as a superstar in the absence of Rafael Nadal. And of course, the fact that Roger Federer has quit the sport these days. Max Verstappen is still making things happen. His quality is what he can sharpen. What's happening to that guy in Formula One? He looks unstoppable at this time. And Nigeria's Flying Eagles in football have to get ready to face Argentina on Wednesday. Not forgetting the end of proceedings for the 2022-23 Premier League season. Everything came to a climax on Sunday. Some guys had to take their L's out of the Premier League, Leeds United and Leicester City. What's the fate of four Nigerians who may not want to play in the Championship this time next season? We have details of these and more to come, including Borussia Dortmund. Do they work for a bottling company? Stay with us, guys. The excitement begins right now.
What up, peeps? It's your man Vector the Viper, aka VEC, and I'm chilling with Femi and the gang on the Nigeria Info Radio.
Yeah, it is Femi and the gang on Nigeria Info Radio. I love the way Vector put that one, for sure. So let's connect you to excitement like a vector, as the case is. You know, a straight line, that connection, kind of. Adesi and Michael joined the broadcast tonight, as the case always is on Monday evening. So how are you doing, Adesi? Welcome.
I'm fine. Good evening to you, Chuma. Good evening, Lagos. What a weather, what a day. It's been peaceful, it's been cool. And we're here to talk sports, not politics, please. Let's talk sports. It always brings us excitement and level of passion and entertainment. That's what we're here for.
Indeed. That's what we're here for. This is what we came for. That's the kind of song that Brownish can connect with, Chigozie Brownish. Who knows these foreign songs even more than myself? How are you doing, bro? Welcome.
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a very interesting Monday, very overcast and rainy. But, you know, we make the best of what we can. And we're looking forward to the game between the Flying Eagles and the Argentine under 20 team. And hopefully that game goes our way. The game with the other South American opposition didn't necessarily go our way, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping for greener pastures, in quotes, for the greens of the Flying Eagles.
You don't talk about greening. Green all over our screen.
Too hard. That's the direction we lean.
Try this guy Brownish for this life. Okay, I'm not going to see what the guys were saying in the box yesterday because I don't think we've seen it already. But let me turn off this mic for a second.
So, that reminds me, Chuma. I think that slang has just been moving around everywhere. We need to tell Lagos what happened to us yesterday. On our way back from Magodo. We started going to Ogun State without knowing. It was fun. So we saw a very clean tarred road, brand new, like what do you get in the UK. We just started driving. We didn't check our map. It was after 20 or 30 minutes. We're like, oh, guys, we're going to Ogun State. We need to turn back to Lagos. Oh my goodness. Probably you guys would have heard that would have been in Ogun State by now looking for how to go back to Lagos. But
well, for his OB broadcast live.
Exactly. Just bring his sponsor. We would have been presenting sponsor. So
we're bringing to you Game On tonight all the way from Ancient City.
Welcome to the world.
And then someone said, if you listen to Ogun State, where would they go? And then everybody were like, eh, are you sure?
That was meant when you did that road. You just road. You just fly speed. You just go
it. It was a sweet, very sweet road. We're just going. And then next thing, we would have found ourselves in maybe Nonisha.
Man.
We have a branch in Nonisha too.
Shout out to Google Map, by the way, that came to our rescue. By the way, shout out to Abigail too, who I know had her car bashed. That was the organizer for that experience yesterday, the Femi and the Ganga All-Star train. We went to Magodo. It was so much fun with the fans at Westgate Lounge. Thank you guys. Thanks for coming through. So many goodies, so much to eat and drink, so much of interaction and fun. And hey, we look forward to meeting more of you guys across Lagos with the Femi and the Gang All-Star Train as we go to watch matches, Premier League games with you in different parts of Lagos next season. Now, let's look back at that yesterday because we had 10 games take place at the same time. Some guys were going to be relegated. Some of the guys were going to be trying to cement their place in the top three. That battle between Manchester United and Newcastle. Eventually, the Old Trafford Giants, the Red Devils, got the success story in that. But first off, I will just run through the results for you before a commercial break as quickly as I can. Arsenal 5, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0. Aston Villa 2, Brighton and Hove Albion 1. Brentford 1, Manchester City 0. Brentford beat Man City home and away this season. Can you believe it in this life? Chelsea 1, Newcastle 1, Crystal Palace 1, Nottingham Forest 1, Everton 1, AFC Bournemouth 0. Leeds United 1, Tottenham Hotspur 4, Leicester City 2, West Ham United 1, Manchester United 2, Fulham 1, and Southampton playing out that 4-4 draw against Liverpool. Leicester City and Leeds got relegated. We'll speak about that and more and look at it from a Nigerian POV too, with several Nigerian players for our Super Eagles now ready to play in the championship if they do not make a move from the teams they are currently playing for. We'll be helping them to sort out their future perhaps on the show and finding out from you, in a season where several teams punched above their weight, which manager will you pick as the manager of the season? These and more should come your way on Game On right after this quick break. We'll be back. Indeed, blessings should go your way, DJ Spinall. Hopefully, your Manchester United do even better next season. You have one more trophy to fight for, Andrew. That's the FA Cup final against Manchester City in the coming days. By the way, Brownish, I'm sure you may have seen that DJ Spinall. I don't know who got him angry because he was putting out the barrage of tweets last night, you know, just saying so many things at the same time. You could check it out. Said something about jealousy and all that. So I hope nobody has gotten DJ Spinall angry because we know he's one of the best we have in this part of the world as to his DJing skills. Let's keep it going. Femi and the Gang on 99.3 Nigerian for his Game On broadcast. My name is Chuma Noli. I have Adeze Michael in here and also Chigozie Brownish. And I dare say I have you out there too because, hey, without you guys, we just cannot complete the sequence. So come through with your thoughts, reactions, and analysis on social media. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. There's the WhatsApp portal. And also we are live through the phone lines too. We're picking your calls as we progress. Before the commercial break, we were delving into a wrap of match day 38 in the Premier League. I had run through the results of games. Now, this is the ramification of those results. Man City, we knew, were champions already. 89 points from 38 games. Arsenal, second, 84 points. At least it's not bad eventually. 5 points behind Man City. So in 20 years' time, people will still remember that the Gunners were a team that pushed Man City to the edge, right? Yeah, surely. Okay, elsewhere, Manchester United, third, 75 points. And Newcastle, fourth, 71 points. These are the sides that will represent England in the UEFA Champions League next season. Liverpool finishing fifth. UEFA Europa League for them. Brighton and Hove Albion, same thing too. Aston Villa will be in Europe and have knocked out Tottenham Hotspur, but they do have the UEFA Europa Conference League. Shout out, massive shout out to Unai Emery. Took over from Frank Lampard's friend Steven Gerrard and really galvanized Aston Villa. Phenomenal feat they have achieved from relegation strugglers to a team that have qualified for European football. Going to that relegation zone now, Everton escaped, Nottingham Forest escaped. What that meant and still means is the fact that Taiwo Awoniyi is safe after scoring 10 goals for Nottingham this season, and Alex Iwobi is also safe. However, Leicester got down, Leeds United are down too, and Southampton got relegated. So Kelechi Iheanacho and Wilfred Ndidi are down to the championship as things stand, and also Joe Aribo, not forgetting Paul Onuachu, players for Southampton, as we speak now, will be playing in the second division of English League football next season unless they can turn things around. We'll be focusing on them shortly. However, I just want a touch, just an immediate answer from Adesia and Brownish before we get into serious analysis on who they will give their award for the coach of the season in a season where Unai Emery did great, Eddie Howe did great, Mikel Arteta did great, Ten Hag did great in his own rights too. And of course, the champion himself, Pep Guardiola, did massive as always.
I'll give it to Howe.
Oh, wow.
Yes, straight up. Mm-hmm. I'll give it to Howe because no disrespect to Pep Guardiola and Mikel Arteta. They had massive transfer backings, and they are already with top established clubs. I'm not saying that Newcastle are not top established club, but Eddie Howe, for me, first of all, he was working with his boardroom and they got the right recruitment. Like you said, no serious analysis. And the final point is improving the players he's got. It's not about buying everywhere, scattergun signing. He improved even the flops, even the also runs, even the cast-offs, all of them. Miguel Almiron, for crying out loud. Joe Linton. Oh my, even Saint Maximum, that was a bit difficult to coach in terms of he's always looking to... Oh my goodness, I'm already analysing Chuma, sorry. But Eddie Howe is the coach of the... I could go on and on with Newcastle and what he did. For me, he is my coach of the year.
All right, I'm just cutting this down short because I want us to take our time to analyse the one that concerns our Super Eagles directly and our players. So Brownish, to you, this... and the Coach of the Year award goes to you from Brownish.
Good evening, everybody. it has to be Unai Emery. I'm sorry. They've all had great seasons, but nothing trumps coming into a side that has a broken spirit and are literally battling relegation halfway into the season and taking them all the way into European positions. And he didn't do it with Chelsea. He didn't do it with Liverpool. He didn't do it with Manchester City or Arsenal. He didn't do it with even Tottenham Hotspur. He did it with Aston Villa.
Huge stuff, right? Massive.
There's no turnaround that is bigger than that. So good evening, everybody. Good evening. Good evening.
You guys really have to respect Nai Emery, as some people like to
exactly.
Here. Okay, so we're going to get into that serious conversation now. By the way, you also can just chip in on social media, talk to us. You could just mention that as we get into some serious analysis now. Who do you give the Coach of the Year, Coach of the Season Award to from your own POV, looking at the coaches that did unthinkable stuff? A days it goes for Eddie Howe, the man who took Newcastle to the top four for the first time since 2003. Brownish has gone for Nai Emery, who's ensure that Aston Villa came from the brink of battling relegation to a team well qualified for European football next season. There's also Pep Guardiola, who won the title himself, Mikel Arteta, who ensured Arsenal were top for so long, and also even Eric Ten Hag, who's made United better this season compared to previous seasons. Just check through, Brownie. I'm not sure this thing clear as the reason I'm
no there. I don't dwell for cool FM before, so
we have something big tonight. Just share with us the hype, please, so we can get back to football. So, it's not really exciting for us that so many of our Super Eagles players who are supposed to be big names in our national team will now be playing the championship. So I want to find out what next, because Kelechi Iheanacho, Wilfred Ndidi, Paul Onuachu and Joao Aribo are down to the championship with Leicester City and Southampton respectively. So before Brownish comes through, you know, they say ladies first. You know, what's up? Even though these days I know they say we should not be opening door for them again, but let us open the door.
You have
now.
Mind.
Why won't you open the door for us?
What's going on?
They say that it shows that you are weak, so we should not open the door.
Oh, really?
Allow you to open your door by yourself.
Where is that coming from?
That's what some people say.
What kind of generation is this?
Some people say that.
Oh,
now.
My goodness. So I'm going to tell you guys something. Let me say this. Our GM, Femi Obong Daniels, still has something about him and his gentleness. So we go to places, we go for meetings, and he would ensure that he would open the door for the ladies, and then they go out first.
Yeah,
and then he opened the door for the ladies. So all of you in this generation, I don't know what you want to turn into. I'm not proud of this generation.
Yeah,
I'm not proud of them.
Well, his generation didn't have to be blasted on social media for I'm becoming not men.
Okay, so honestly, I've noticed that he will always open the door for a lady to pass. The GM, you all should follow suit. Be a gentleman, Plex.
Follow the ladder to heaven. By after 8 p.m. But yeah, you know, really, these guys don't want to follow their teams to the championship because it's degrading for these Nigerian players. Where do we go from here? What's your advice? What next? How far with Kelechi Iheanacho, Wilfred Ndidi, with Joao Aribo and Paul Onuachu?
Wow. Honestly, for Joe and Paul Onuachu, Paul Onuachu particularly, it was a wrong movement into a wrong team. I feel that he was just unlucky, not because he's not a good player. He was a goal machine in Belgium.
Yes, sir.
The Belgian league, yes, they may not be the top five, but it's quite competitive. And the goals and the stats made that Southampton had to sign him. And when you are a good player, you find yourself in a bad team, whether you like it or not, it would affect your performance because the spirit in the camp is down. Everyone is doing what they, and Southampton have been relegation candidate for God knows, even when before he joined. And look at how they've dragged him into the murky waters. It's really sad. For Joe, had to move from Scotland to England. Even before the relegation, he had game time very difficult to come by. For some reason, he started off to a flyer. I think his first game, he got a goal, Joe Aribo. And we felt, he's found his natural habitat. But that didn't really work out. The intensity, the physicality, the demand. He fell off the pecking order. And he didn't work anymore for him. He sat on the bench, became a bench warmer, confidence nosedived. And that is for Southampton. But the one that, Chuma. The one about Leicester City, Chuma, is down to hubris, carelessness, and sheer incompetence from the boardroom of Leicester City straight down that has affected these players from champions to championship within 7 years.
Champions to championship, wahala.
Within 7 years. As a club that's got their wage bill half in the Premier League ranking in terms of the club that pay well.
Okay.
They've got international players. They've got one of the most coveted training ground and complex you find around. And it used to be, they used to do what Brighton and Brentford used to do in terms of that recruitment model and stars. Sold a lot of players for hefty amount of money. I could go on and on. We know the Kantes, we know Harry Maguire, we know Mahrez, we know Danny Drinkwater to mention, but a few. There used to be a model. But how do you, you think you're a good running club, you allow 7 of your players to run out of contract? And whether we like it or not, their minds will be divided. What next? Are we here? Are we there? And then there's another 8 that will end next season. There's no, so 15 of your players have their future unsettled. And how did it take them so long to get rid of Brendan Rodgers? How it was evident. 2021, they were very active in the transfer window, buying a couple of players, the Fars of and the Patin Daka, that group of players that came in. They bought, and then the next window, Rodgers demanded for more, you know, players, but he didn't get it. Why leave him there? Aston Villa, for example, we mentioned, were almost in this relegation mess. What did they do? They were proactive. They had to get rid of Gerrard. They brought in Unai Emery that Brown has taken out time to eulogize. So proactive clubs, well-run clubs, do what they have to do. And I talked about how to run a football club. I've never been there before, but from experience, it's about 3 key things. Your recruitment, knowing when to keep a set of players. Let me bring it down. Knowing when to keep who across the age level and bracket. Their proficiency, their effectiveness within your team. Planning ahead. That is where Leicester. And hubris. Hubris is that. Madison came on social media. Someone like, he said, nah, we're not going on relegation. The players were too confident. Model thinking. And look at where they are. But for our players, their contract runs down till next season. June 30th on the dot till 2024. And I'm not sure that Kelechi Iheanacho want to face Plymouth and Rotherham.
Wow.
Every midweek. Ruffle shoulders with those defenders that want to give him injury. I don't know who the managers are, people that manage their contracts and their career. I think they need to do something. Indeed, he didn't play yesterday because of injury. It's time for them to sit down with the club and let them go. Kelechi had a healthy season in his own right. 5 goals, 5 assists in 27 appearances. Yesterday was even part of, he provided an assist in that game yesterday, but it was not enough to keep them up. So I think there are players, I don't think they belong in the championship. They are part of the hubris, they are part of the mess, the way the club was really run down. They need to sit down with Leicester and negotiate. And selling them at a level amount of money could also help Leicester rebuild. When they sell Urutilimo, and they're going for free, have a bounce. It's a big blow. So they can cash in on Kelechi and Didi and then make more money. But for these two players, it's time for them to move. They don't belong in the championship. No disrespect. Okay. And again, the effect it has on our national team. I talked about, somebody said yes, that anybody can win AFCON even without having players that play in the third tier. But in tournaments like this, you need big men. When I mean big men, men that carry the team. And if they're not playing at the highest level of competition, where are they going to get the magic?
So leave, that's your advice.
They've got to go!
Okay, now Brownish, I want to bring something in, because it's easy to say leave, like Adeze said, because you want them to be at the highest level. Gigi Buffon, it's different circumstances here though, but when Juventus got relegated because of that Calciopoli scandal issue, many of the big names remained with Juventus, you know, Buffon, for example, and they came back and have gone on to win several titles after that. You know, we've seen Fulham get relegated. Mitrovic remains with them, works hard with them. They come back almost immediately. They've done that like twice in the last four or five seasons. And now they're a stable club that could finish in the top 12 of a Premier League campaign. Could there not be justifications for some of these Nigerians, not all four of them, you know? You know, maybe one per team. For a Paul Onuachu, who came from Belgium, if he won't go back there. But maybe for a Joao Ribo, you know, just stick around. You came back from Scotland, you're staying here, just stay with them, try and help them gain promotion back. Could there be any defense or justification to advise them to just stick around, help these teams come back to the number one division of league football in England? Or are you that guy who wants to think like Adesia and say, hey, even if you won't go back Scotland, even if na Ukraine League, but play for first division, no be championship?
Well, I think I'm going to look at it from, you know, the point of view of, oh yeah, it's great to say that, you know, they should go to other places, but what other places want them? That's a very valid question, because for the longest time, our recruitment for the national team has been, oh, you play where? Okay, you play in a top league in Europe. You could play for the team that is in 18th in the top league, but just we're looking for players that are going to use a complete number.
True talk.
They will now start selling the player to the Nigerians. Oh, there's this guy that his father in the last two generations was from Nigeria. He's very, very ready. He loves Nigeria so much. He probably never heard of Nigeria until the sports minister called him and was like, hey, what's up? You're probably never going to play for Belgium or whatever country your family ported to. So why not come and play for international football for Nigeria? We don't win AFCON before, so you might win international trophy. You never can tell. You know, so the problem is we should stop even thinking about, oh, you know, our players need to be playing in it. We have players that are actually good. I feel like if we started actually doing what we should be doing in our age grade football, in our grassroots football, in the MPFL, we would not necessarily need to start looking at, you know, players. I mean, let's look at the Argentine squad that won the World Cup, right? Most of those players actually started somewhere in Argentina. Even if they were scouted outside, even Lionel Messi started from his youth groups in Argentina before he was scouted and taken to the La Masia, right? So, from everywhere that I know, Kylian Mbappe, same thing. You know, the French national team that won, you know, the World Cup in 2018.
Yeah.
The German national team that won the World Cup in 2014. We know that most, if not all of them, were homegrown talents. So why exactly are we looking? We're trying to get. I was hearing rumors of Jamal Musiala for the past how many years? We've been talking about David Alaba. That if only we had got him early enough. What is that? We should not be. It's because our standards are so low that we are saying that, oh, our star players who have gone down to the championship, they should find another club that they are going to fix themselves in, whether they want them or not, whether they are going to treat them well or not. But we're putting pressure on these players, which is why Paul Onuachu will feel like, oh yeah, I need to leave the Belgian league because it's not giving me enough views. I need to go to the Premier League. Any team in the Premier League would do, even Southampton, that are fighting and battling and obviously not having a good season. And let me just go there so that they will see me, so that at least I'll have the opportunity to
Premier
play
league,
in the
league.
I mean, you're in the Premier League.
Come.
No, you're not in the Premier League again. And nobody is going to tell you these things. And these Premier League sides offer a lot of money. But the fact is, the quality of football isn't necessary. Like we said, Joao Ribo scored a few goals when he was allowed to play and then sat out the rest of this on the bench. Because these Premier League teams obviously change managers as the same way they change players. So the manager that brought you in and convinced you, in quote, of his project, in the next five or six games, they might have sacked him and bring another player that could be racist or just doesn't believe in your ministry and he's wondering why the other manager brought you and
in
the first place, you know, and all of a sudden you're even lacking game time to use and sell your market to other clubs that might want to buy you that are not in England. So, in my opinion, I think the first thing we need to do is take away the pressure from our international players. I know it's going to take a while, right? But we need to start somewhere. At least start scouting from inside Nige first. Let's see the players who have... I mean, we have the highest goal scorer in the MPFL.
Yeah.
We have players who when you watch them in the MPFL week in, week out, say, this guy is a defender, he's sabi. Why not carry this guy? Take him into the national team for a few tournaments, even if it's just, you know, start him with a few great tournaments. Let him play outside. Let him gain that experience. And then, you know, try and use him on the world stage for the first time. Let's be shocked. Let's say that, Omo, this guy is a homegrown talent. at least give us that.
Okay, that's from the national team POV. Now, as quickly as you can in 30 seconds, for these guys now who are already in the mess,
they should stay there. They should stay there and build themselves up and come back. Because if I'm being very honest,
this is where Tony will be entering and say, stay or waka.
How is it unfair? They were part of the team that went down. So every other team player that stays there, is it fair to them?
Now imagine, it's not even the way it looks like for Leicester is reset button. And there's no even guarantee from what they have. They're good. Dean Smith will have a meeting with the owner, the executive, the son of the late owner. They're going to have that meeting tomorrow. But now I'm looking at the players that are going to mass exodus. 7 players will be out this season and they need to rebuild. And no championship clubs go to buy a 50 million player. It's not done. True. And they've lost money not being in the Premier League. So there's no even guarantee that they'll be back after 12 months. There's no guarantee. So I think for me,
leave.
I would just tell Leicester, if you want to make money off Kelechi and Ndidi, sell them because they have only 1 year remaining in their contract. And for Ndidi, 2 years ago, we were all angling here, the same game on that for Man United to sign him. Because he's in a mess. He's in a team that's got no character anymore, no team spirit. I don't even know who's going to... Yes, he can walk into any of the top 6 clubs in the Premier League based on shared talent. He has not stayed fit. Injury has not really helped him. He's not been lucky with that. But for Kelechi, an Aston Villa could do, all of these kind of clubs, an Aston Villa could do for Kelechi. A Bournemouth can do for him. not Forest now. Some of these clubs, could
from
do for
City
him.
From City
probably
to Leicester to Villa.
I mean, this...
Do you see the downgrade?
Well, he's not really... Well, he's 25 these days. He's not going to go to Liverpool. He's not going to go to Chelsea. He's not going to go to Arsenal.
All right, leave.
I mean, you just go to where you play week in, week out. I think he belongs to the Spain football.
Let me leave you guys in the studio and go to the listener right now, before the listener waka in Tony's words. And on WhatsApp, he's speaking to us. In a bit, we'll be picking your calls to you. What's your advice to these 4 Nigerians? What's the next step for them? Are you okay seeing them play for the Super Eagles while also playing for a team in the Championship? Joe Aribo, Paulo Nwachu, Wilfred Ndidi, and also, of course, the brilliance of Kelechi Iheanacho. Let's have your say right now, okay? And you can also just quiz in if you want to talk about your coach off the season on WhatsApp. Twitter is at Nigeria4FM and also the phone line. So we'll get to other stories on Game On shortly. Good evening. Dividing both sides by the coefficient of X equal having more than one Nigerian in a team is directly proportional to relegation. Okay. Example, Watford, Southampton, and less okay that so it's like the probability of getting relegated when you have more than one Nigerian team based on these examples is there. Ayomide from Prayer City goes on to say the ones with one Nigerian survived and they were important in their survival. Our players are just looking for money, you say. Okay, please advise these guys too because they need your advice right now. Good evening, Chuma and Daisy and Brownish. I give manager of the season to Newcastle United manager, but I sympathize with Aston Villa and Manchester United managers because both of them had done well. Ufot from Victoria Land are sending these to us. This is Olaitan from Ogun State. Definitely Pep Guardiola should be the manager of season. That's what he says. Says Eddie Howe bought Isak for 70 million, Gordon for 45, and Botman for 40 million, and Pope for 20 million too. He spent 175 million to reach the top four. So you're insisting that it's not enough for him to be manager of the season. And you go on to say the only player that could be considered as world class in Nigeria is Victor Osimhen. That's all. Our players are bang average. Ajay, I like it when I see that line. A success from Cyril Leary says you guys are disrespecting the Zerbi with the. Yeah, I should have called the Zerbi's name for. Sorry, I tell you, see, their name's been playing. Thank you. It's no disrespect. I just forget his name, okay? With Brighton playing a brilliant football plus the amount of players they lost and their coach also making them finish with their highest point and finish. Yeah, bro, De Zerbi is deserving the praise for him. So is that the man you're going for? Fantastic. Thank you. That's why we open the platform for you to talk. No be about waiting, we alone, they talk. You too, you get power. And you've just proven your power now by going for De Zerbi.
You don't show your power now.
Yeah, so please keep showing your power on social media, guys. For now, let's go back to the phone lines at this hour. let's give you a rose flower. Brownish.
I'm happy and not sour.
Where did that come from?
Nah, right. Everything nah, right.
It is. Exclusive will say it is I. This one, it is it.
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Connie from Aja.
Great to hear from you. Nice.
I'm fine.
Yeah, we can hear you. So you want to advise our guys?
Yes.
Please do.
For the court of the season.
Yes. Why do you sound like person where then they give expo for corner? Call us back if you can, please. Let's get a few more calls now through before we switch to more things on Game On.
Hello, good evening, Chuma.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Adesi Abrahamish.
Good evening.
Yeah, for me personally, Adesi is keep on saying they should move. I remember in the Nation Cup that Algeria defeated Nigeria.
Yeah.
Kelechi was playing for Leicester and he was not invited because he was not playing well that season. He was in a B team.
Yeah.
Which team now, Chuma? Which team now that is ready to buy Kelechi? See, Chuma, I'm looking at this angle, not those that have gone down already, those that survived in the last day, like Ato, Taiwani,
yeah,
and this guy in Everty. If they can make a move now before they start fighting relegation again next season, Chuma.
Yeah.
So because I don't see Everty they escape relegation last day of last season. This season again the same thing. Even the Nottingham Forest guy. Are they going to stick? Look, if they stay with this, their club now, next season again, Chuma, we will still be saying the same thing.
Relegation battle again, like it will be an Everton last season, this season.
On the last day, which is not good for our football. I keep on saying it. When Nigeria were doing well, the only Nigerian player I know that was playing in Premiership was Dalian Omokachi. All others, they were outside the Premiership. So most Nigerian players come to Premiership. Why can't they go to a club like Nyon? It's not like Real Betis in Spain.
All right.
So this
all right.
To Benfica and the rest.
Okay.
Do well.
All right, thanks for speaking to us. Great to hear from you, Friday. Thanks for your thoughts. We need to go in for a commercial break in a bit. I can squeeze in one more message for now from WhatsApp. I'll go to Facebook shortly. This says, can Onuachu still go back to Belgium? Puts the question mark there. I'm not sure for Kelechi Iheanacho and Leicester City if he can get another club because he might not have a good agent. Besides, I feel he's sometimes lethargic, or maybe it's just the team. Maybe Wilfred Ndidi, but Iheanacho, I sincerely doubt. Babs from Ajay is saying this, and then he's asking if Onuachu you can go back to Belgium. Bro, maybe if you walk in wish, I'll go back. But officially, he was signed and not on loan. He was signed officially by Southampton, right?
Yeah.
So he wasn't a loan deal. Yes,
he's going back except
it's him just being bought back. Guys, we'll be back shortly to go back to the other top leagues on the European continent. And let's speak about Nigeria's Flying Eagles, who have a date with Argentina in the FIFA Under 20 World Cup. Not forgetting the latest from the French Open and Formula One. This is Game On with Femi and the gang. Keep your thoughts coming through. We'll share them with everybody else who's listening to the broadcast. All right, after this quick break, we'll be back before you know it. That's the guy, Mauricio Pochettino. And that's when he was ex-coach of Tottenham Hotspur after Mourinho took over in charge of proceedings in that territory. He always dreamt of winning a trophy, at least with Tottenham. It never happened. However, he could have a chance of getting a title, a trophy or something big in England now because he's been given a big job. Mauricio Pochettino has been confirmed as the new manager of the team whose anthem is playing just beneath my voice, and that's Chelsea. He's an ex-coach of Tottenham, Southampton and PSG. He's 51 years of age from Argentina. And he will begin his new role on the 1st of July on a 2-year contract with an option of a further year. He takes over from interim boss Frank Lampard, who finished 12th with Chelsea in the Premier League, their lowest finish for more than 25 years in England. Pochettino is a world-class coach with an outstanding track record. We are all looking forward to having him on board, Chelsea said in a statement. So that's the news that broke today. It is no longer really the biggest of rumors or stories or secrets in the world. It was no longer that really, because we already had ideas weeks ago that Pochettino was going to be named coach of Chelsea. They wanted the season to come to an end before they officialized that one. As quickly as you guys can, in 1 minute each, Brownish and Adeze, so we can go to other territories of Europe. Okay, I think we have time. We should be here till 9:30. If we do, then I could extend it to a minute and a half for you guys. What's the possibility of these guys succeeding at Chelsea? Brownish, I'll start with you, because Omo, I personally think that Chelsea's problems are beyond manager, because you could not have had Thomas Tuchel struggle, at least by the standards Chelsea fans are used to. They are better than that, right? You now brought in the man from Brighton to come and handle things, struggle. You now brought in Salto to handle as Shena Salto being the interim coach for one or two games. the play was still salty from the players. You now brought in Frank Lampard. Four different coaches. Chelsea still they struggle. So who now says that Pochettino will be the coach that unlocks the success of that team? Brownish.
Omo. Good.
Are you hopeful for this guy? You know, again, I'm sure they're going to give him money to, or they're going to help him sign more players. But if you spend 600 million already and you finish 12th, how far?
Yeah, in my opinion, I don't really feel like it's a situation of, you know, signing more players.
Yeah.
I think Chelsea in recent times have not played with any identity. They've not been a side that have shown, oh yeah, we have this great, that big team mentality has not been there.
Mm.
Personally, I don't understand why, and I'm starting to feel like maybe the new owner, what's his name, Todd Boehly, might only be signing managers that he perceives are yes men, in quotes, men who have not attained much, but who he can impose his ideas of how he wants the club to be. And here's the problem: he's American.
Mm.
The European football and American football go in vastly different directions. So when you're bringing a certain mentality, you're running Chelsea not like a club, but like a business.
Mm.
It makes no sense. It doesn't matter as a club. It doesn't matter. You can, there are inconsistencies. In a business, right, there's a certain amount of money you would pump into it that guarantees that at least you will get returns, you will get profits. But as a club, there's no guarantee. You can bring in £1 billion and still not get anything. I think Chelsea have proven that this season, you know? But the problem is, I don't think he's the coach. And even if he's the coach, the problem is you're not bringing in a coach that has a strong enough mind that he can get you out. You have a clean slate. You know, next season, you're going to come in and you're probably going to be in, you know, the top five because your name, Chelsea FC.
Yeah.
See? You're going to be in the top five.
Vertical order.
In my idea, you have a clean slate. Bring in a manager. Every manager that was on the market, from Julian Nagelsmann to what's his name? This former Spanish coach.
Zidane too has been free. Luis Enrique, even though Zidane no day conversation, but Luis Enrique, I'm sure.
Yeah, Luis Enrique. Remember, yeah. You know, there have been so many of them. For all we know, Luciano Spalletti. He's not going to be with a team for an entire year due to his contract with Napoli when he eventually leaves. But the fact is, there are managers who are on the market. Even what's his name, Antonio Conte. They are managers who are good. They are on the market. They have the kind of how do I put
pedigree
it?
Or some
pedigree, exactly.
Story.
That okay. Come into your team and you're guaranteed, even if it's FA Cup. But the problem is when you're running it with the mentality of having it as a business, having people in the dugouts that are not going to be questioning your decisions. I don't think Chelsea needed to spend over 600 million in the last season. I just think they needed to know what they were doing. I think Graham Potter was a huge mistake. He came in and he was overwhelmed by the job. All he needed to do was do what he was doing at Brighton. Make the players good enough that their talent can shine through, which is exactly what has been done at Brighton. And then after you do that, you have laid the bed for them to actually then absorb tactics.
You're sounding like a guy who's not convinced at all by Pochettino. Because it's glaring the way you're going. Let me come to Adeze so we can run away from this conversation, because I'm keen to have us return to Nigeria and speak about the Flying Eagles and also the build-up to the Super Six that will take place in Lagos in the coming days and all that. You know, news coming through in the last 24 hours, Pochettino in the mix for Chelsea. Brownish doesn't sound convinced that this is a man that can lead the Blues the promised land, or maybe you could have a dissenting view.
Oh, well, I think that based on, there are two things involved in his appointment.
Mm.
If Todd Boehly just stays away from Stamford Bridge and hope that the boardroom he appointed, all of those muffled appointment of head of recruitment, sporting director, technical director, and all of them are learning on the job. All of them are learning on the job. For Pochettino, there's no doubt about his qualities as a top coach. Let's not forget, he won 3 trophies at PSG. And he's managed to stay a year from the job. He's shaking off the PSG cobwebs. And then he's got this clear identity of his next project. And he has chosen Chelsea. And Chelsea themselves have taken time to select him.
Mm.
I think he's the right manager if you want to look at it in several other factors. He's got the Premier League experience. He nurtures and grows talent. He can manage upwards. He's won trophies. His man management is spot on. But is that where Chelsea are at the moment? We've seen in football that if the coach the coach's decision and the boss' decision are not in harmony, if they are not coexisting perfectly in that good relationship, it's a problem. You can have a good coach on the touchline, but if the boardroom decisions are not good enough, then it's a problem. And he's got a lot of work to do. So I don't know if he's the right man. I have my reservations. It's just the way Sterling moved to Chelsea. It's still a deal that I cannot fathom exactly how and why. You know, sometimes I even forget that Sterling is a Chelsea player. I don't know how. Just the way I feel a bit indifferent about Pochettino coming to Chelsea. He's not a killer. Yeah, there's something about managing upwards. Managing upwards is your ability to sustain a winning team.
Okay.
Keep them uppy. Are they able to continue in that ascendancy? His character will be tested. He's going to trim that squad. He needs to build that togetherness that is lacking in Chelsea's camp, that winning spirit and mentality. There's a lot of work. He knows why he chose Chelsea. Maybe he sat down and think that he can do it. But for me, Chelsea are currently sliding down. It could take them 5 years to rebuild. I don't even know if they can get back to reckoning. Pochettino will not solve all of the problems. There's so many problems at Chelsea. And Todd Bowley is the man at the heart. And these days we hear that he's about to hands off. He wants to focus on other business. He's seen that football in England, is a different kettle of fish. You don't just wake up and throw monies at your problem. Pochettino is more like papering over the cracks. In the coming days, we'll see. Another big factor he's called Pochettino is that he's going to have a preseason. And that is one thing that managers that have good jobs crave.
Okay.
They want that preseason 3 to 4 weeks. He's going to assess all of the players' mentality. He's going to work on their physical fitness. He's going to work on everything. And then within that time, would have given them a picture of exactly what he wants them to do and how he wants them to play. Confidence is on the floor without all of the... There are ones that don't want to go, but they must leave. So that Pochettino... We know him. He prefers to work with a lean squad. Even as Spurs. We knew his fullbacks, Rose, Kieran Trippier. We knew Dembele, Moussa Dembele. We knew Harry Kane and you know, players like that he worked with. But at Chelsea, he's got to trim them. Who's going to go? Who's going to stay? So a lot of work. But like I told Chelsea fans, lower your expectations. He's not going to come win the league for you. If they qualify for Champions League, I think I'll be giving him his flowers for next season. But if they don't, it's part of rebuilding. Chelsea fans, brace yourself. The days are not even going to get easier.
Oh, wow. There's a line of patience at this moment for Chelsea fans. You don't have to be patient for too long before you read out your comments on social media. More of them, that is. So let's go to WhatsApp again. I'll touch on Twitter at NigerInfo FM. In the beat, Femi from Ipaja says, Pochettino is an average coach, but he can only succeed if given time to rebuild Chelsea's team without any bias involvement of the owner. His success level is making a European sport next season. I think that's more like the minimum requirement from Femi from Ipaja now, more like the cutoff points if this were to be jump. Okay, hi, Chuma, Adeze, and Brownish, Adedeji from Ayobo, speaking to you, says, my take on the apparently relegated Nigerian players is that they should go down with their various clubs and fight their way back to the EPL next season, if possible. I want to second Brownish's thoughts on that. Like, truth be told, our players are far below average. However, we just love hyping them. They aren't good enough. Kelechi is a bench warmer in Leicester, and Didi has lost his pedigree in the Premier League. Joao Aribo is badly struggling with the pace of the Premier League, while Paulo Nwachu finds it cumbersome to adapt to the doggedness of English football. So in a nutshell, they should go down and relearn from the scratch, I guess. All right, that's the message from Adeji from Ayobo. Adeji, thank you for that. Someone is saying, hey guys, I won a prize on the show last Thursday while United were punishing Chelsea. When can I come for my small gift now? Efe from Aton sending that. Okay, Efe, we're going to confirm to you tomorrow, right? Listen to the show tomorrow. We'll confirm to you when you can come around to get that gift of yours. It's going to happen this week for sure. So listen to get the exact confirmation as to when you can come through. Congratulations to you for winning. And congrats to all the guys and ladies who won so many prizes, you know, from power banks to reading lamps to jerseys from Femi and the gang during the course of our Faji All-Star Train experience in Magodo yesterday. By the way, Magodo is quite a cool place. It was my first time in that part of Lagos since I came into the state 4 years ago. This from Yomi Wonderland says, if he left Nigeria better than... Okay, now this is politics. I know how these things play out, really. So keep your thoughts coming through. Okay, also on Twitter, at NigerInfo.fm on Twitter. And we will try to make your evening sweeter as we progress on the broadcast tonight. Femi and the gang bringing to you Game On the nation's number one station for the talk and sports, and someone is loving the song from Lexus, you know that give it up to the best leader. Says very lovely song, and I think I love the originality of that song. Kunle underscore Fake with that message. Yeah, I think I should try and play that best leader song from Lexus before we leave the studio tonight. For now though, we need to switch and return to our country, Nigeria, because we're searching for the best leader, right, for the Flying Eagles. They have to somehow fly really high in the Under 20 World Cup, and they're having to play against the host, Argentina. Can we be the best leader in that? Stay with us to find out now.